All right, next up we have public participation. If you hadn't signed our sign-in sheet and you wanted to address the board, well, you can get up once I'm done calling people, I guess. Rich Holton. Rich would like to speak about a couple of questions and a comment concerning the direction of the district.
I'm impressed that you were able to read that.
Well, you know, it's similar to my own handwriting, Rich. So,
yeah, just a couple questions or comments concerning what you're looking at doing the next few years. I think Diane addressed several things. It sounds like there's some things in the works, but I guess I was wondering, when you look at the cuts that have been enacted over the last few years, as a board, are you satisfied with the opportunities that students have right now, or do you feel like there's some deficiencies and some things you'd like to add back into things? That's just a concern that I have. For example, just picking out the high school, because that's, I'm a little bit more familiar with that, and not necessarily cuts, but you look at 1,600 students, there's two art teachers. Family Consumer Science now has one teacher. Business Department went from 5 to 3. I don't know much about the district-wide counseling program, but it seems like the counseling was kind of hit. And so when we look at services provided to students, are you comfortable with the level of support that students have access to? Because we have a number of parents that can't afford counseling themselves, and so they look for the district to be a safety net. So again, I'm just wondering what you're looking at there. And then something else that seems to be more apparent is the turnover rate of younger staff. You know, when older folks retire, that's not really a surprise, and maybe that's a welcome event. But when you look at the number of younger folks that have left the district, do you view that as normal attrition, or is that a cause for concern? In my viewpoint, Marysville used to be a destination, and now it appears to be a stepping stone. When I was in college, Northeastern Ohio, a lot of my friends were Cleveland Indians fans, and they felt like the Cleveland Indians were actually a farm club for the Yankees, because the good players from the Indians just kept kind of moving. We seem to be kind of in that position. So is that in fact happening? And if you view that, then what can be done to try to slow that and turn that around? Because that to me, when you start losing some of your good young folks, that's a problem.
I can certainly address that last point, at least in my own opinion, about young teachers leaving. I would say in my own opinion that certainly is a concern. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's the people that we're going to grow our district with. I mean, but I think the thing that that we can do to stem it, and that we're going to have to do, is the same thing we're going to have to do with our community, and that's make Marysville a destination place to be. I mean, it's where you want to send your kids. You want to send your kids there, you're going to want to teach there, you're going to want to be there, and some of those other issues that maybe some of those younger people see as a financial, I would have to guess, is probably some part of it. Is, you know, as a professional at some point, it doesn't matter what you make, but it's the job that you do, in my opinion, at least in my experiences. So I think, you know, as we move forward and kind of as we look forward with some of our innovation and you know, STEM, but, you know, some of those other kind of things, you know, that we're looking to do in the district, I think that's how we're going to keep our younger people here, is to get them excited about what we're doing and make them want to be part of that. You know, we're fresh off a layoff. I'll be honest with you. You know, if you're a young person who's at the bottom of that seniority list, I can't imagine you wouldn't. I mean, I'm not trying to send out warning flags, but I'm just saying, you know, we're all human, so... you know,
it's understandable.
Yeah, I guess it is understandable. I'm not saying I don't believe we're going to have to go through that process again. But I know
it's
if right, I was
it's
bottom
a trend,
I
just,
exactly
right, right. But again, you know, that's a difficult thing for a district that's never had to do it. You know, it certainly brings up a lot of questions that we've never had to answer. So,
do we do exit interviews? I mean, I know.
Yes.
So we have at least what they're saying their reasons are.
Yes.
So, so we should be able to pull that together and answer what you're asking. Questions are great.
Some concern.
So that's that's my thought on that particular question.
I appreciate it. And I do think it's probably more than just a district-wide thing. I think it is a community.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think, you know, if we make, you know, if a charter school opened up in Marysville, you know, we would want to make sure that Marysville schools are the place you want to send your kids, and that we should be able to compete with a charter school with anybody else although that's a separate topic, but it's still right. It's that same mindset. You know, we want to be the place to send your kids. We want to be the place that people want to come and teach. And so, and I think we're moving in that direction. You know, it's been a difficult year, but we're getting there. You know, we talk about a strategic plan that we're putting together, and you know, this group of people that went out and looked at what other people are doing to innovate and do those kind of things. You know, I think some exciting things are going to come in here, and I think once the wheel really starts moving, I think that, you know, that'll stem that tide.
I look forward to hearing more.
You will.
So, thank you. Was there anybody else who wanted to address the board? No? Okay. Let me hit the button.